Diamonds are a girl's best friend.
Hello, welcome to Radio Gorgeous. My name's Josephine Pembroke.
And my name is Donna Freed.
So, gorgeous gossip this week, we are talking diamonds are a girl's best friend. Now, Donna, do you own a diamond?
I do.
Great, we'll be talking about that later. So why are we talking about diamonds?
Because J. Courtney Sullivan has written a great book. It's a novel called The Engagements. Yours is a beautiful sapphire surrounded by diamonds that are not just sentimental in value, like mine. As I was told, they're purely sentimental value. But the starting off point was this woman, Frances Garrity, who in the 1940s wrote the strapline for De Beers, A Diamond is Forever. And it follows the story of one ring changing through a lot of different hands.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
It's like one of my favorite films, Yellow Rolls Royce. You know, that one when it's like starts off and it ends up in a junkyard.
Mm-hmm.
That's wonderful.
Yeah, and it's also a very literary book. It's an incredibly enjoyable book, but it's a very literary book. It's incredibly well written. And it's seamlessly one of the things I said to her, like, she does so much research, but it's seamlessly incorporated. You're transported to every place she takes you.
Ah, sounds wonderful. Now, the other person we've got on is someone who likes to control things, and that's Jackie Donovan, who is a professional dominatrix. She started off as a businesswoman and got into the sex scene and thought, I really like this. I want to give up working in, you know, corporate world, and I'm going to become a professional dominatrix. She will tell you more than you can imagine. And she also gives a reading as well from the book.
Oh, yeah. Fab.
Yeah, so that'd be really good.
How to be professional bossy pants.
Exactly, which
and make other people crawl like a worm.
You know, I do think, you know, if Radio Gorgeous doesn't, you know, come on, Donna, you and I could become.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. The best news about being dominatrix is you don't have to have sex with them and you don't have to take off your clothes. I mean, isn't that perfect? Just humiliating men or women or whoever wants it.
Dominating.
Dominating. Sorry, not limiting.
Dominating. Okay, what's your motivation here?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, shut up. You're reading too much into this. Right. Now, back onto diamonds, darling. We're both married. Mm-hmm. Tell me about your engagement ring.
You asked me if I have a diamond. I do have a diamond. I have my mother's diamond. Which was my father's mother's diamond from the old country.
Where does that mean?
Well, we'll learn what that means later when we talk to our little jeweler friend. You know, sort of old country cut.
I see, yeah.
But she gave me that after my husband proposed to me with my engagement ring, which is an aquamarine.
So did you go and buy the aquamarine together?
We did see it together. Yes, okay. We did see it together.
And you pointed to it and said, I like that.
I said that one would be good. And then, bizarrely, the day my husband bought it for me, I went to an estate jeweler that was in the downstairs of the building he worked in. And I found another aquamarine, which wasn't as nice and wasn't as much of a statement, not nearly as many carats. And I said, oh my God, I found another one. It's less expensive. And whether it's down, right, you know, right downstairs. And I felt like that was faded literally in his bag that day, just an hour before he bought the other one. And he was kind of thinking, well, I guess, you know, she likes aquamarines. I guess I could buy that one too. And she could have two rings. Happily, he didn't.
But you've got the most beautiful, very large. Very,
very large.
Is that antique? It looks.
Yes, it's 18 carat.
Do you know what year it is or anything?
It's Art Deco. Yeah. And it must have, I swear to God, a drag queen wore it over gloves on her thumb because it was like a bracelet when we got it.
It was so big.
It was so big. It's been sized like twice.
I love it. And is it white gold? What is it? Platinum?
It has rose gold, platinum, some sentimental diamonds.
What does that mean, sentimental diamonds?
Well, they're so small. They're of no significant
Can
value.
Can I see them?
They're on that little platinum band there.
Oh, yes.
She's just got her outer specs.
Yeah, exactly. The magnifying glass.
Exactly. She finally spotted them. Yeah. Now, tell me about your ring, because your ring is not the ring that it was when you were engaged, was it?
Yeah, what happened to me was my husband was very sweet. We didn't mention engagement rings, but on my 30th birthday, he took me to a bridge in Prague. He was going to take me to the very touristy bridge.
The Charles Bridge.
Yeah, yeah. But it was full of, like, puppeteers, and
yes,
that put us off.
Yeah.
So he took me to a bridge with trams on it, and he nearly got run over. But he got on his knee and said, you know, will you marry me? And I said, of course I will. Which he was annoyed because I should have said yes. Anyway, he got out there and he opened the box. He opened it and I opened a box. Oh my God. And it literally, you know, it was 3 sapphires, 4 diamonds, beautifully set in a very Victorian sort of band style. And I was so happy. I absolutely loved it. And there's millions of photos of me with a kind of red nose. I'd drunk so much holding it up with this ring. And I absolutely loved it. And then twice it broke. Both times when I'd been drinking. Funny. Mm. But I found out that I kind of banged my hand on the table.
Yeah.
And it broke. And it was from Garrard's, this ring. I mean, this is no cheap ring. James took it back once. Remember, second time they started getting a bit like, what's your wife up to? And then the third time it happened, I just put it in the back of a drawer and I stopped wearing it. Then about 5 years ago, my husband said, where's the engagement ring? And I said, well, I like it, but it's kept breaking. And I really like bigger designs now. I'll be absolutely honest with you, he was so hurt by that.
Yeah,
how can you change something that we he'd bought
he picked out for you to propose to you.
It's very nice, but as we will find out later with our interview with a jeweler, she says it's better that you do it together. So I found an amazing jeweler in London, Sophie Harley, and she has reset my ring. I gave her a load of rings that I owned and jewellery to melt down. So we had loads more gold. And then my husband paid the extra, but I kind of gave a load of gold towards it. And I gave some diamonds. Mm-hmm. So now it's a 3 sapphires and now I've got 10 diamonds on it.
Yeah.
And it's really beautiful. Chunky. It's really everyday, but it's really unusual.
It's so you though.
Well, I helped design it.
Yeah. I it's a ring. I really, really like it. I love when you got it.
It's really good because you can go to our website and you can see our rings. Yeah. We're going to have a photo session now.
Right.
Okay.
And your wedding ring, was that, did you guys?
That was from Ernest Jones, which is like going to like a really cheap shop. But I copied my sister. I thought it was really romantic to go to someone really not posh. You know?
This is a legal arrangement.
No. I just thought, I don't know. I didn't think big then. You know, I was quite an innocent person. What about your...
Mine is my grandmother's, which my uncle gave me, and it's oak leaves that are overlapping. And I never used to like gold. And I always used to have it dipped or plated, radium plated. So that it would be like white gold or platinum. But now it's one of my... And I kind of think it has a lovely patina with the kind of two.
Looks really ugly.
But yeah, it's massive and it's heavy as hell, but I do love it.
Massive and heavy as hell. No complaints. Now, talking about jewellery, we're now going to listen to the jeweller, Amanda Edgerton-King, who's based in Edinburgh. And she has her company called Denzel Skinner & Partners. Here she is. Hello, welcome to Radio Gorgeous.
Hi there. Hi, how are you?
Very well. So, do you do a lot of engagement rings?
We do, but we're quite a new company. We've been going 16 months.
Right.
And we have done our share of engagement rings, some fun ones and some quite challenging ones. And remounting ones from old ones that they've already had, the existing pieces. So we've got a selection of stories about them. It's like getting your own dress made, I suppose, for your wedding. It's like your day and you're the bride and nothing is too much trouble and your ring has to be so special. And you have to be quite a certain type of person to go for the complete design from scratch, because you have to have vision. Like anything, designing anything, you see a three-dimensional, you don't see a three-dimensional thing in the beginning. You have to visualize the paint-up, which is two-dimensional. So say someone comes in, I will do a paint-up for them, a design. I'll design with them and then try and achieve what they want. And then they end up with a three-elevated drawing.
Wow.
You then have to visualise what it's going to look like, unless we make up a maquette, which we can do as well.
What's that like, a fake ring?
Yes, it's like a sort of prototype.
What do you make that out of?
Well, you can make that from a silver model, or you can do it from wax. And even I've done it with white tack.
it's sort of a modern version of the cigar band standing in for your engagement ring when somebody proposes on the fly.
Yeah, but we have done it so that just to give give them an idea so that they can see it in three-dimensional form.
Well,
you just roll up a bit of white tack, very simply, and bend it round their finger, and then you plonk the stone. That you've got, say you've got a selection of, I don't know, 10 stones, say 5 old cuts, 5 modern cuts, and you just drop the stone on top. And if they're having baguettes either side, or sapphires, or emeralds, or whatever they're having together with the diamond, or indeed if the diamonds are the side stones, then you just sort of place them on the white tack, and it gives an idea of what it will look like in three-dimensional form.
That is super helpful, because I worked for an interior design, and I found clients had such difficulty visualizing.
Yes, so that's really helpful.
Yeah, you can see how fat it makes your finger look.
That's
not me.
Or is it big enough? That's the most important question.
Exactly.
The central stone, bitsy and big enough and sparkly enough, exactly.
Okay, so I'm going to pose a theory that when someone's getting something designed, it's a couple coming in with the woman after the proposal. And
that's a really interesting question.
And that when somebody buys it off the fly, it's a guy. is my theory correct?
I think you are right. I think it's really, really difficult. We have a number of guys coming, and our advice to them is, you know, you are so brave, but our advice to you is bring her in, because she's going to have her views.
You're so brave, but uneducated.
Yeah.
Bless.
Yeah.
It's fine if you're doing it to a retailer, because then presumably you say when you buy the ring, if this isn't right, can I bring it back in?
Mm-hmm.
And most retailers will say fine, because you can do an exchange or whatever. But for a company like ours, who's based on completely doing it from scratch, a handmade ring, a unique ring, you can't do that, because you can't resell somebody's idea to someone else out there who might have the same taste. So it's very much, you know, it's better if the couple come in together and then they can design. It's so much more fun to do that together, and it makes, you know, question each other and know each other more, and, you know, all that sort of stuff.
Statement of intent of how they want their marriage to be.
Yes. How it's going to continue.
Yes. You're the paying half, I'm the design half. Okay.
We have had a few tricky customers. And
Do tell.
It has worked out fine in the end, but you can definitely tell. I think there's something about, and perhaps I was the same, perhaps you were the same, when, I don't know if you're married, Donna, but when
I am.
I'm trying to think back when I got engaged. Was I a prima donna about my dress? And my engagement ring.
You didn't think so, but from the outside, what did it look like?
maybe we all were, but
yes.
We didn't realize we were being.
Exactly.
Because it's sort of accepted that it's your time and you can have what you want within reason. For instance, there's one client, she's come in. She has been very, very, very difficult, but we have.
You said that with such diplomacy and yet resignation.
Finally, she has got the most beautiful ring, but it has taken a few remakes
and years off your life
and many many options of showing her different stones and different paint ups, so it's been hard work. But then on the other hand, you get some lovely person coming in and they're just the easiest person, and you immediately know what they want and you make it up and it's brilliant and it's perfect first time and it fits and it's just fantastic and they're really thrilled and they've got a unique fabulous ring that nobody else has got.
So De Beers has that strap line, A Diamond is Forever, which was sort of the jumping point for this book called The Engagements, which if you don't have, you should read, J. Courtney Sullivan. And that line was actually written by a woman, Frances Garrity, who never was married. So J. Courtney Sullivan, who wrote the book, has a sapphire. I have an aquamarine. And Josephine,
I've got 3 small sapphires and 4 diamonds. Yeah.
So yeah. So what percentage? Well, I have some diamonds, but they're of sentimental value only. Yeah. What percentage of people come in and have diamonds?
The rock.
Or,
diamonds on their own. Well, the thing is with diamonds is there's so many different varieties. You can have your old cut. You can have mine cut. You can have 8 cut. You can have modern cut. You can have Swiss cut. So,
you can have yellow, pink, black now.
And then there's a whole color spectrum. I've just been to Sri Lanka and seen the most incredible sapphires with a whole color spectrum as well. But diamonds, too, have that incredible variety of color. So I guess if you were keen on just doing the old diamond, then, you know, you don't have to just stick to the white diamond. or the modern cut. I mean, we've just done one engagement ring with an old cut, which adds huge amounts of character to the ring because it's...
I have a ring that was, you know, described as cut in the old country.
Yeah.
So what's the difference between modern cut and old cut?
Well, the old cuts were hand-fashioned. They're not precise. They're not exact.
Oh, I really like that.
And that adds huge character. And also they have what is called a culet, which is the bottom of the stone. If you look through the stone, you see a sort of round bit at the bottom, which is flattened. It's basically a flattened bit. And that's very typical in old cuts. But they're not going to be as such good clarity as modern cuts, because the modern cuts is all about refraction and how the light hits the diamond and the maximum amount of light going into it and through it to give it enough sparkle.
Bling.
The old cuts aren't as sparkly as the modern cuts because the modern cuts are done all by machine and they're a precise science.
Right, so more flinty.
As a result, you get that lovely character in the old cuts and they come in these lovely cushiony shapes.
So what's your ring? What's your engagement ring?
Mine?
Yeah.
I've got a Salon Cabochon Sapphire.
Oh, it sounds fabulous.
And then I've got...
Send us a picture.
Yeah, do.
And then I've got it into a sort of... Because I had a medieval wedding.
Oh, I love it.
Was mead served?
Medieval-y type ring. It's a sort of what we call a Bombay-style ring, which is a flat, wide shank. And then it's got the cabochon setting, which is a flat, domed, non-faceted cut. And then on either side, I've got four little diamonds in this wide shank with the two-colour gold. I've got the white and the...
Well, it does help that you are a designer of jewellery.
Nice and simple,
then. I do remember going into the Place de Vendôme in Paris and going into a very fantastic shop called Montboussin and picking out my absolute perfect engagement ring. This is when I was about 19, and I had to try it on with white gloves on, and I wasn't allowed to touch the ring, and it was something like, I don't know, £25,000, and it was absolutely fabulous. And I ended up with an engagement ring completely different.
Yeah,
completely different.
Just quickly tell us, what are the trends then coming up in jewellery, diamonds particularly?
Well, I think there probably is a call for more of these old cuts. They're coming more into fashion. It's interesting because we're breaking up a lot of old pieces of jewellery, like old Victorian diamonds, brooches.
Oh, of course, brooches, no one wears, yeah.
And we're reading those stones, which are old cut and mine cut, into mostly rings and pendants. So I think there will be a call, you know, back for these old stones as much as modern cuts and Swiss cuts in the future. I think that's the modern trend going to be happening.
Wonderful. And if people want to come to you, what's your website address, please?
We're www.denzelskinner.co.uk.
Wonderful. Fabulous to talk to you today. And
do send a picture of your engagement ring, please.
Yeah. Can't wait. Thanks so much for having you on the show.
Okay, thanks, Donna. Thanks, Joe.
Bye.
Bye.
Radio Gorgeous, we are your new best friend. So now we know what to get. We want old diamonds. I really like the idea of going to find some old diamonds. Don't you, darling?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, let's go hunting. And they're conflict-free.
Because
they're old.
Yeah, exactly. So thank you so much, Donna, for all the work you've done on this week's Radio Gorgeous. You are such a brilliant stalwart and supporter. Thank you so much for all our gorgeous guests. And if you want more, sign up to Gorgeous Mail. Go to our website and it says be part of our community. Just sign up because we literally, then you'll get us every week into your inbox. Can you think of anything better?
No.
Exactly.
They're for diamonds.
This is a Radio Gorgeous production, radiogorgeous.com, 2014.
But square cut or pear shape, these rocks don't lose their shape. Diamonds are a girl's best friend. Tiffany's. Cartier. Talk to me, Harry Winston, tell me all about it. There may come a time when a lass needs a lawyer, but diamonds are a girl's best friend. There may come a time when a hard-boiled employer thinks you're awful nice, but get that ice or else no dice. He's your guy when stocks are high, but beware when they start to descend. It's then that those louses go back to their spouses. Diamonds are a girl's best friend. I've heard of affairs that are strictly platonic, but diamonds are a girl's best friend. And I think affairs that you must keep Masonic are better bets. If little pets get big baguettes, time rolls on and youth is gone, and you can't straighten up when you bend. But stiff back or stiff knees, you stand straight as
RadioGorgeous.com.